afternoon, the Constitutional Council decided to abrogate the decree that the president used to call off the election. And also the Constitutional Court declared the law that was adopted by the parliament unconstitutional, meaning that the election will go ahead and that the president's term will end on 2nd of April.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. What happens now to the election? So is everybody ready to go?
Yes, but I think the Constitutional Court was really aware of the fact that now the election cannot be held on the 25th of February. In one particular paragraph of the decision, he said that he knows that it's practically not possible to have the election on time. Now it's asking the institution that are really organizing the election to come up with a new date for the election, realistic date for the election. So then that date of the election will be then approved by the Constitutional Council. So it means that election will be certainly held end of March, maybe beginning of April, because not many things have been done to have the election held in February. So they have to do a lot of work. But, and this is very important, the same list that the Constitutional Council has adopted to participate in the election are the only people who will be participating in the election.
In the meantime, we know that President Macky Sall is supposed to leave office in April. Are you saying that the election will be held before the time for the president to leave power?
Well, I don't know which date will finally be accepted for the date of the election, but our constitution has provision when Macky Sall's term ends on the 2nd of April, he will be automatically replaced by the Speaker of the Parliament, who will stay in office for a maximum of 90 days. But probably Macky Sall is not the one who will be handing over the power to the next president of the republic.
What is the reaction in Dakar to this news?
It's just a relief for all of us, because this shows that Senegalese are really concerned about the election day. It means that also the Senegalese strongly defend their own constitution, and it means that the democratic system that we have, you know, the social contract that is behind that democratic system is still holding. And that's for the majority of Senegalese is the most important thing.